When the weather hits, hit this button first. FM 99.1, first.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain.
Oh, telling me just what a fool I've been. Yes, we got a storm on the way, and I'm not talking about the one with the election. Let me tell you, it's gonna be prepared for something different this weekend. Isn't that nice? Maybe a little bit of snow in the Sierra. Love it. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. What a day it is. What a yesterday it was. And so on and so forth. 991FMTalk.com. Yesterday's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. They bring us today's poll question too, by the way. How do you feel now that the election is over? 66% of those participating in the poll said more stressed. 11% said less stressed, and 23% said pretty much the same. Today's poll. I didn't get to this story yesterday, but it is bright news. Not quite sure how bright, but it is pretty good news. A judge in California ruled that Governor Newsom, overstepped his authority with his COVID order and the issues that judge issued a permanent injunction restraining Newsom from further issuing of unconstitutional orders. So here's your question. Should Nevada find a judge to issue the same order here against Governor Sisolak? Believe it or not, but a lot of these mandates he's putting out there, unconstitutional. These are at his whim. Where is our legal team and our judge to issue that same order? I mean, if they can take Newsom down, we can take Sisolak down. 991FMTalk.com. Can't tell you exactly what time, but we will have a special guest on the program today, and that is Matt Schlapp. So I'm excited about that. But I wanted to talk to you about something that has to do with yesterday's poll question. And that is stress. Stress kills. Not sure that that's what killed that poll worker that, you know, oh well, look at that later. But all of this craziness going on around us, don't get so wrapped up in it that you're not eating, you're not sleeping. Because the professionals have a handle on it. So I urge everyone out there, all of my conservative listeners, even the people who aren't so conservative, to take a deep breath and let the process work. We will get past all of these computer glitches, which I'm still getting your emails this morning. That's all you can do for right now is just keep calling in, wanting to know where your vote is being registered, where it shows, because it will show them that we're not going to put up with this. But you have to understand that they're just going to give you a canned answer because there are so many thousands of people calling in right now. I finally had to sign up for ballot tracks, which I'm getting a whole lot of different. First, I was told that it only works for mail-in ballots. That's why it was put into place. I didn't mail in my ballot. But I signed up for it and I went into it and I did find out. I mean, it did say that I voted in person and it gave me the date that I voted. So if you want to go in and sign up for ballot tracks, track your ballot that way. But keep working with the Washoe County Registrar's website as well, or whichever county you live in. I know I cover a lot. The professionals are working on this, but volunteers are needed. So if you've got time to make a few phone calls, please contact the Trump Victory office or just go down. They're in the shopping center there at Keystone, back in the back. They need people to volunteer to help with the phone calls, with, you know, taking notes from people, taking complaints from people. That will all help in the lawsuit, and it will also give you something to do. I want to throw one thing out there that maybe will bring a little bit of ease. I don't know if it's true. I don't know if, you know, the YouTube channels that I watch, the military men and women that I converse with, they seem to have a handle on things. But the one thing that I've told you from the beginning is there is not one thing that President Trump doesn't do on purpose. Everything he says, the gestures he makes, the decisions that he makes are all for a reason. And he has been successful in all of this. What if I were to tell you that they've got this covered? The Department of Homeland Security. Would that make you feel better? Would it make you feel better to just imagine that all legal ballots out there, the legally printed ones, had a watermark on them? Wouldn't that be cool if they did? Wouldn't that be cool if you could actually separate the fake ballots from the real ballots? I would still like to know what was burning in that courtyard when the Chinese embassy was raided in Houston. Remember the big bonfire that they had going on? I'm just saying. Sometimes you have to let things just roll to the plan. You just have to let things follow through so you can catch the criminals. Because if you don't catch the criminals, if you don't find the people who are willfully impeding our election, so you can prosecute them, so you can do whatever needs to be done, put them in jail. I think we're going to see that for the first time this year, going into next. And that's what gives me, that's what lowers my stress level. I have no worries that President Trump won re-election. Some people will get this Some others won't. But let's just say I'm trusting in the plan. And we'll leave it at that. I'm very excited. I just got confirmation that Matt Schlapp will be joining us today in a little bit. So 11:38. So if you have to take off for a little bit, you can hear it on the podcast at 991fmtalk.com. But like I said, get with the Trump Victory Campaign Office. Get with your local GOP office, depending on what county you live in. Be ready to make phone calls. And just know to take a deep breath and that this is going to work out. All right. We're going to open up the phone lines because I don't want you to be stressed. So if you've got to get something off of your chest, talking about it is the best way. Talk and text is 884-9910. I've been getting emails since 6 o'clock this morning. So we're going to come back and go through a few of those as well. Maybe answer some questions. So we'll be right back on your live and local FM talk stations for all of Northern Nevada. It's 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now. 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here today, and what a day. It's gorgeous outside, but it's going to get a little bit chilly. I am so excited for maybe some snow this weekend. How cool is that? I love it. Love it. If you didn't hear, if you're a fan of Matt Schlapp, he's going to be joining us at 11:38. I'm very excited about that. Lawsuit is going. You may have heard some sound from Adam Laxalt earlier in the show. We're not going to take this lion down. And a number of people were wondering why yesterday. We haven't seen more arrests and incidences. You know, we have Project Veritas out there. Project Veritas, as please look them up on YouTube. You could look them up online because they have some more undercover audio with people who worked with USPS. And they also have a new whistleblower who was counting ballots and being given some very strange instructions. So it's very good. The election fraud goes on. You have to know that. We just have to make sure that these people are caught and prosecuted. I mean, this is the most important thing that we do. This is for our republic. Notice how I didn't say democracy. This is for the safety and security of our republic. Let's go to the talk and text lines this morning and check in with David. David wants to talk about the election and the aftermath. Hi, David.
Hello, good morning. Hey, just real quickly, I think everybody knows it's just an excuse by hoodlums and everything to get their stuff and my wife and I were talking about the inevitability of the riots, and I said, it's not even riots. Let's word it for what it is. It's looting. It's looting. Mm-hmm. And so I came up with a phrase. I think we should call it the Antifa Stimulus Economic Package.
That, yeah. But can we put BLM in there as well? The Antifa BLM.
Yeah, somewhere. Yeah,
economic stimulus package. Well, yeah. I'm sorry, BLM, and never mind. BLM was calling it reparations, so we'll just stick with Antifa.
Yeah, the Antifa stimulus package. Everybody gets free stuff, so.
Yeah. And maybe it's just their way of taking out their aggressions. It's their way of relieving stress, even though it stresses the rest of us. David, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate that. And thank you for making me laugh. I didn't laugh at all last night. So that was a nice little stress relief for me. Because that's what relieves stress. Laughing. getting out and having fun, physical activity. But did you notice how all of that has been taken away from you leading up to this election? There was a very good... See, I can't watch mainstream media here. And after just that whole horror show on Fox News election night, I can't really, you know, do too much of watching them either. But I have been watching a lot of Sky News. Sky News is out of Australia, and it's just really good. And they're going through the exact same things. Forced vaccinations. I'm looking at this tweet here, actually. No, 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 no. All Australians will not be vaccinated for COVID-19. I refuse. I do not consent. Friedenberg, he's an official there, should stop spending money that we do not have. Also, the nightclubs in Wuhan are now pumping. Chinese kids are out living life. No need for lockdowns or vaccines. This is from other countries around the world that you have to understand this is bigger than all of us. And what is the one thing that the Chinese government, the Iranian government, the crooked government of South Africa, Russia, what do they all have in common? They hate President Trump. He's pulled us out of who? He needs to get us out of the World Economic Forum as well. The International Trade Agreement. It just, they hate him because he is putting America first. And he is separating us from all of these organizations and the organizations that we are still a part of. The UN. He's making these other countries pay up. So what do? You put your activated politicians in place, and as Armstrong and Getty so eloquently put it earlier in the last hour, yeah, you're going to have a lot of Republicans turning on Trump. And you know what? Good. Because then we will see the reality of how many rhinos are actually in office. Lindsey Graham shouldn't be in there. Lindsey Graham is a do-nothing. All of these do-nothings need to be out. Because President Trump is the only person who's actually working for you and me to making sure that we get our tax dollars back. We get better pay. The Democrats don't want that. And that's why they are fighting so hard to steal this election. And we're not going to let it happen. We are not going to let it happen. Thanks, Monica. I live in Douglas County. Can't seem to find where to look to track my ballot. Fingers crossed, Nevada goes for Trump. But I think the 2:30 a.m. vote during the July special session to send a ballot to every person in the damn state is going to get the desired effect they wanted. Brian. Brian, it is, but we're not going to let it happen. That's why there is a lawsuit going on. That's what we'll have Matt Schlapp on to talk about later on in the program. That's what Adam Laxalt was talking about earlier in the show. We're going to get this all figured out. And maybe we don't know who is president until, let's see, what is it? December 14th. I just want you to relax until that day, December 14th. Do you know what happens on that day? That is the day that the Electoral College comes together and the actual votes are cast. and the President of the United States is decided. And I am so looking forward to that day. Just trust in the plan, and we'll keep working. A lot of people are checking with the Secretary of State's office. Susanna, thank you so much for your emails. A lot of people checking with the Washoe County Registrar of Voters, the Douglas County Registrar of Voters. I don't know how much information they're really going to give you, but keep the questions coming. If you haven't called or you haven't gone online, check on your ballot. And don't let the answer of computer glitch, don't let that fly. That, seriously, a computer glitch. It's been fine up until the day of the election and then after. And then there's a computer glitch. That doesn't fly. Nope. Something smells a little bit fishy with our election here in Nevada, and we're going to get to the bottom of it. If you can help, you want to make some phone calls, get with your local GOP office, get with the Trump Victory Headquarters. We're going to make it happen. We'll be back right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local, FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for joining me today. In just an hour from now, Matt Schlapp will be joining us. We'll be talking about the lawsuit that Adam Laxalt mentioned earlier in the hour on the news. And I tell you, it's going to be a fight. But do you notice, and thank you, Vance, for reminding me of this, do you notice that it is all the Democrat-held states that can't seem to count ballots, that put holds on ballot counting when Trump is in the lead? All of those states are held by Democrats. All the Republican-run states just kind of sailed through. No problems. And whatever you have been told, let me tell you for a fact, the media does not call the election. CNN, MSNBC, whoever, Fox News, they do not call the election. That's exactly why we're having the issue in Arizona. Seeing the fraud come out with Sharpies. Seeing the votes come out. Now Trump is ahead. Biden's not going to win Arizona. Just take a deep breath. They can change the rules without any Republican input. And they steamrolled right over our Secretary of State and changed the rules. That's a problem. That's why we need to extend our rights and participate in the recall effort, which only has about 25 more days now to collect the thousands of signatures that we need. Taking Nevada back. com. Volunteer. You don't have to go out and sit and collect signatures, but if you volunteer, get them your email address and your information, and they can send you a ballot that you and your friends can fill out, or not a ballot, a petition. You can do what you can do to recall this governor. And as other talk show hosts will say, there's not a plan in place. There is a plan in place. I don't know how people can talk about this without it. Because there is a plan in place. It's working very well, but we just need the signatures. And COVID does make it a little bit more difficult. Something else that the governor is embracing and using to the best of his ability to keep this from going forward. Again, though, takingnevadaback.com. We need those signatures to make it happen. Yes, we are having some technical difficulties, and the one of our transmitters is being moved. We're moving some stuff. So for the person who just texted me, wow, your station just went out on my car radio the moment you said Trump is ahead. Trump is ahead in Arizona, if anybody missed that. But sorry about the inconvenience on that. Thank you for all the texts that certain areas just went off the air. I wanted to get to this one email that was just so right on. This one from Bepsy, and I really appreciate this one because it's your power. This was a letter that was written to the Nevada Appeal. Hello, Adam. I was shocked to see today's newspaper, November 3rd. Not only did it not have any coverage of the impromptu Trump rally on Nevada Day, it did not have any coverage of the two, not one, Election Day booths at the community center in Carson City. It had a photo of the Democrats' booth at the community center. Did the Nevada field photographer not see the two other GOP booths? How can I call the Nevada Appeal an independent community newspaper when nothing was written supporting the majority voters in Carson City, who are not Democrats? Total of 56% per the Carson City Clerk's Office. Like the national media, it has gone rogue to support the establishment agenda, the status quo. So, she dumped her prescription. She dumped her subscription. That's where your power lies. 800,000 subscriptions were lost by Netflix when they put through with Cuties. And people started to get involved in that. They said, no, you're not getting my money. You're going to support this garbage. That's where your power lies. Cancel your subscriptions. Don't support these media outlets who do not support you. You talk about the Nevada Appeal. Well, guess what? If you've ever gone on to carsonnow.org, they're just as liberal. Everything you see there, for the most part, is, you know, all geared towards the Democrats. Just saying. It's your money that they want, and it's your money that you decide what you're going to do with. Trust me, there are all kinds of ways for you to get your information. Let's head back to the phone lines. Hopefully we've got them taken care of. 884-9910 and Jason on the line with us. Hi, Jason. Thanks for being patient and hanging with us. Jason? Okay, so we didn't get the...
Tell you what, I'll be Jason.
Will you be Jason?
I'll be all Jason. Right. Hey, Monica.
I like you better as my Jer.
Okay. So. My Jer. Hey, I've got some information. Grab a pen or paper or both or a pencil or a Sharpie, whatever you'd like. Not you. Well, you can take this down too. I will send this to you. But for those of you listening, grab something to write with. Okay? And then let me explain the technical situation real quickly. And that is that we're switching to a new transmitter site today. And so they're doing a couple things right now. You may hear a few glitches, but and we may be down in power just a little bit within a couple of hours from now. But just make sure you stay there, come back, struggle to listen. I do all the time. But so that's the technical thing that you might hear, switching to a brand new transmitter site today. Here is the information you need. First of all, we need people to call voters who have a provisional or challenged ballot, and this is text to me, and it's either voice text or misspelled, so I'll try to get through this here. So if you've had a voters who've had a who have a provisional or a challenged ballot, make sure your vote to make sure your vote counts. Come to the office and make some calls or make some calls from home. Okay, forget that one, okay? Here it is. Okay, here's what you need to do. Email kevin.mcgee, M-C-G-E-E, at nevadagop.org. Kevin.mcgee at nevadagop.org. If anyone has an example of voter fraud, send the details to media at joeygilbertlaw.com. Okay? Media at joeygilbertlaw.com. He's got two people working on that, going through the emails, and we need as much as we can for the attorneys to work with. So if you've got proof or information about voter fraud, email it to media at joeygilbertlaw.com and do that sooner rather than later, as in now or today, or call the friend that told you about what they saw happen or thought they saw happen or whatever it is and email it to, once again, media at joeygilbertlaw.com. And then also, if you've got any kind of a challenged or provisional ballot, if there are any issues, kevin.mcgee, M-C-G-E-E, at nevadagop.org. And I'll try to get you that information, Monica, on where I was being asked to tell people to go in to the office and make some phone calls. That was pretty much, I think, to volunteer to call people or take calls from people who think that there was an issue with their vote.
Yeah, and that's what I've been talking about. That's the Trump victory headquarters there at Keystone. So, because I got the same text.
Okay.
That's what I was working off of.
All right, and you probably copied that down, media, joeygilbertlaw.com?
No.
Okay.
Because you said you were going to send it to me.
All right.
I was just listening to the sultry tones of your voice.
Yeah.
And also remember
that's salty tones, my voice.
That's right. The old salty dog there. So.
Yeah.
But also remember the Election Integrity Project. We just received this email from Angela my household received a ballot to our P.O. box in Minden that belonged to a previous box owner. We've had our P.O. box for 3.5 years. Just letting you know. Hang on to those ballots and make sure that the Election Integrity Project gets them. And you can find them at EIP, Election Integrity Project, EIPNV.com.
One more thing before I go, Monica, because
yes,
I have to run up the mountain.
Oh, you really
and see how
drive.
My money is being spent?
Yeah, you really should drive.
as we did on election night, if we talked about President Kamala Harris, and if that didn't get you running for the polls, nothing would. Let me paint you a not too far-fetched scenario. And this is just me. This is not something I've heard. This comes with a little bit of history and background with one person I'm going to talk about. First of all, go ahead and imagine Kamala Harris and Joe Biden as president and vice president. Imagine the Senate at 50-50 or even 48-50. Okay? Imagine that, 50 Republicans, 48 Democrats currently. Okay? Angus King, who was governor of Maine when I was in Maine for 7 years, is a liberal Democrat, parading as an independent. He ran as an independent to split the vote and became governor of Maine just before I got there, and he was governor the entire time I was in Maine. I would bet anybody, any amount today, that he is being pressured to switch to Democrat Party. Now, first person would, if you paid attention, you'd say, he votes with Democrats anyway. That doesn't matter. When once it's 50-50, and there's also Bernie Sanders. For God's sakes, he ran as a Democrat for president. You get those two people to just switch parties and say they're Democrats, not independents. Let's just say you're at 50-50. Guess who breaks the tie if Kamala Harris is vice president?
The liberal independent.
She's Kamala Harris.
She's never going to be. Would you stop freaking people out?
Well,
she's never going to be vice president.
So what I'm saying is take this seriously, because that is not too far-fetched, especially with Angus King. It's not too far-fetched. It can happen. And especially in the Republican Party, when you've got Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins, Susan Collins used to live about 8 doors down the street from me when I lived in Bangor, Maine, on Linden Street. And you don't think that she doesn't think right now that the reason she got reelected was because she voted against Amy Comey Barrett?
Yeah. I hate wishy-washy politicians.
There you go. So, with that, patience today, please. We're switching to a new transmitter site, which will provide better coverage, a little better. And
woohoo!
So, patience with that. And then again, I will send you that text. We'll pass on the...
Don't worry about it. Somebody already did.
Okay, good deal. All right.
Thanks, Jerry.
Keep up the fight.
We're keeping up. And we're going to hear from somebody who actually watched the ballot counting right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM News and Talk of Nevada.
It gives me great honor to introduce
The Monica Jay Show.
A patriot of the first order.
On FM Talk 99.1. KKFT 92.3 FM Talk.
Your opinions and I got mine.
And we're supposed to be sharing them nicely. It's the Monica Jay Show, and, you know, if you would like to share your opinions, I think we've got the little phone issue, the little glitch. That's going to be the word of 2020, glitch, worked out. So 884-9910, and I've got some information for you that I'm going to pass along at 1108 when we come back from people watching the counts at the registrar's office. Now, every county is different, but if you can help watch the count at the registrar's office, you know, this is the back room count, please contact the registrar of voters' office. You know, Democrats are always right on top of this to volunteer and to do this. And this is where conservatives, this is where Republicans fall short, that they're not volunteering to watch these counts. And it is so important when you've got, you know, somebody like Stalin saying it's not the voters who count, it's the people counting the votes who matter, that this is where we see the shenanigans happen. We need, as they used to say, boots on the ground. We need eyes on the ballots. Eyes on the ballots. That's what we need right now. So contact the Trump Victory Campaign Office. Contact your local GOP offices and let them know how you can help. And we'll get this worked out. We'll be back right after this.